Nathan's eyes went yellow as he started running, but he found that Daryl had bolted across the street and flung open the van door. Nathan heard two shots from the dart pistol as he passed the van, running all out on his way to the backyard. The two assholes back there were his to play with. Nathan saw the two enter the back door, setting off the internal alarm the guys had installed to help hide any noise as they came into the house behind the attackers. The Archangel would immediately shut down any communications coming out of this group to their home base once the alarm was set off. Nathan had always sought to overcome, to be better, to find new ways to accomplish goals, and under Bethany Ann's tutelage and with tweaks from the pod doc, he had accomplished his own version of enhancements and upgrades. He could mutate just parts of his body. Like, for instance, his chest and arms and his oh-so-gloriously destructive hands and nails. The two jerk-offs had just entered the downstairs hallway and were heading quickly to the main floor bedroom. That was where the adults would have been if they hadn't been warned by Mason and Sheila. Now, there were a couple of mannequins under the sheets. Nathan had just arrived at the master suite door when the two he was following unloaded three taps to each body in the bed. Professional assassin Jack Caton didn't like his orders, but his group's best protection was secrecy, and having to silence those who had a life outside the project was a possibility. He hated the damned alarm, forcing him and his team to do this without the professionalism he would have preferred. He wasn't sure if Switzer was sleeping on the left or the right when he fired. He started to move forward to check his kill. Alarm or no, something didn't seem right. Then he heard something behind him. Nathan, his right hand sprouting 5-inch claws, rammed his arm like a jackhammer through the other assassin. Nathan lifted him into the air and flung him sideways, blood spraying the walls in an arc as the body slammed into the wall. Jack turned to his right, bringing his Beretta around as he watched his partner's dead body hit the floor. His gun hand was caught in a crushing grip as the half-man, half-beast smiled at him, his yellow eyes penetrating the gloom. Jack's arm was caught in a vice-like grip as his own pistol was turned and the barrel placed under his jaw.
Life for a life.
A furry hand pushed his trigger finger back. Nathan dropped the second commando. He smelled Daryl and turned around. Daryl was looking around the room.
Damn, you Vexobalk are so fucking messy.
Incoming. Contact in 72 seconds.
Time to skedaddle.